At BP, we've reset our strategy with a focused downstream, a growing upstream, and disciplined investment in the transition. See how we'll grow shareholder value at bp.com/reset.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 229. And we're here.
Yet again.
Have you recovered from your Trisha Paytas hangover?
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting what we said on Patreon and what we said here. Did I already tell them? Guys, I went to the Trisha Paytas concert and I got shwasted. Mm-hmm. I really did. And I did meet her, and I hope I didn't say anything too absurd. I think I was good. By then, I was fine. But while she was performing, specifically the My Chemical Romance portion, I was pretty gone. I remember sitting down just like, whoa, where am I?
At least you remember happening. That she was singing My Chemical Romance. I've gone to concerts before, and there was one time I remember specifically that towards the end of the concert, I was like, oh, well, it's not going to be over because they haven't played this song yet. And then later, and I found out that they had played it like way I'm earlier, done. And I was like, oh.
Okay, well, that's pretty bad.
Got it.
No, I was like aware, and I was there, and I was present. I just got a little bit drunker than I anticipated. So I don't have a drink with me today. Mama just has to recover from that little bit of a bender.
Was it drunker than you anticipated? I felt like that was the plan.
No, it was actually exactly as I anticipated. Yeah. Anyway, we talk about that a little bit in our bonus episode in the beginning on Patreon if you want to go hear the 411. But essentially, it was just me drinking a lot and then going to meet Trisha afterwards.
Sounds like a grand time. I wish I could have come.
Yeah, it was fun. The vibe was good. And then she actually not only mentioned it on her TikTok, she mentioned it on her podcast too, that I came. And I was like, oh my God. I was like scared. I don't know. Every time my name gets mentioned, I feel like I'm in trouble.
Jessie Smiles was at the show. She came over.
Oh my God, no way.
Yeah, she was there. They got tickets. Her and Alex James and her brother Joey were all there.
But
at least she mentioned your name.
Yeah, she knows our name now. Everything's good. It was a very normal interaction. It really was, which is interesting. You know, you never know what to expect with internet people. I feel like obviously Trisha has been a mixed bag over the years, but like she's at such a like chill spot in her life that like it was a very normal interaction. It was quite pleasant. I liked it. And she was very sweet. So
love that.
Yeah, it was nice. Anyway, we got some topics to get to, so we'll just do that.
I was dying because one of them I saw on TikTok.
One of you commented
on this video, and it was like, we finally got a scam again. I was like, ooh, I love that we're happy about that.
We crave that a little bit. And is that kind of sad? Sure. But in the grand scheme of things, these scam events, like the pop-ups and stuff, like, yes, are some people going to get scammed?
We're not happy about the people that do get scammed, but we are happy about it selfishly for us because it's kind of a low impact kind of situation where it doesn't feel that serious.
Considering, the other things that we could be covering. So this was actually the second topic that won on our Patreon poll this week. So we're going to cover the first one first. And this actually won by a landslide. It's the office siren that got fired for following a TikTok trend. And so we'll start with that one and then we'll end with the second.
This one I didn't see anything about.
Well, you know what's really interesting about this one, Lily? I saw it on my For You page, but I did not see the office siren talking about getting fired. I just kept seeing people talking about the office siren getting fired. And when went through this,
I was flabbergasted. What is an office siren?
Oh, don't worry, girl. We got the whole explanation.
Okay. I was like, I feel like I'm missing something.
Okay. So a siren in general, you know, like Greek mythology, like the women or winged creatures who would lure unwary. What is it? Unwary sailors onto rocks.
Yeah. It's like they're kind of like, not like mermaids, but like they're in the ocean and
Exactly. Yeah. So basically people on TikTok started coming up with office siren outfits. Do I think a lot of these people actually work in offices? Probably not.
What does that mean?
This is one example. You know, you got the button-up shirt. You like make it extra tight. Got your glasses. They keep referring to those glasses as office siren glasses. And I'm like,
where did the term office siren, like that you're just dressing up like kind of like you're trying to seduce people? I'm confused.
Well, so that's the thing that I'm confused about because listen, if you want to be a bad bitch, be a bad bitch. But to want to be a siren is to want to lure people in by like definition.
Yeah.
So I'm like, who are you trying to lure in? Your boss? Or like, what is it? This seems inappropriate. This seems like an HR nightmare.
Is this the same thing you sent me that was about the outfit, the girl getting in trouble? Or was that unrelated?
No, I think that this is the one situation that everyone keeps referring to of like, oh my God, that girl got fired for wearing that outfit. Have you seen that?
Well, you sent me videos for a few topics yesterday, and one of them was a guy that like moves out of the way and shows what a girl was wearing and said like, is this corporate like appropriate? But he didn't say anything about an office siren.
Right. Okay. So basically, the office siren trend happened, and then we're going to get to the firing. And then everyone started talking about how inappropriate dressing like an office siren is.
Well,
and
I mean,
it just became this thing.
This is so weird.
You're lost.
I know. I feel like by definition, like it's not even like, oh, this is just like what makes me feel comfortable. It's like you're trying to be sexy.
Yeah, you're trying to be a seductress.
That's weird.
You know, I think it's especially weird for a corporate job.
Well, it's against dress code usually. I mean, I've never worked in like a super strict corporate job, but
now there's some of these that I'm like, okay, you know, this one is not too bad, but like it is a lot of cleavage.
Yeah,
and the leather skirt is a little tight. But I mean,
honestly. You know, if the shirt was even buttoned up a little more, it's that it's like buttoned down like halfway.
Yeah.
The skirt, I feel like if things are tight, I'm like, too bad. Like,
that's just your body. And that's people do that a lot with teachers as well.
Oh my God.
Like, they'll be wearing regular pants. And if they have like a really big butt, they're like, oh my God, this teacher is like trying to seduce her students. I think that's ridiculous.
But the fact that it is a trend to be, and it's called the office siren trend, that's insane.
Yeah. So I don't think a lot of these people are actually going to their jobs. I think that this might, and I could be wrong, but I think this is the community of people who just like, they're like fashion girls and
cosplay.
They like show outfit. You know what I mean? Like, this is just a way for them to come up with outfits and have like views and stuff. I don't think they're really going to the office.
Okay.
Or suggesting that you do.
Oh, well, then that, I guess, makes more sense.
But then it also makes zero sense because it's like, what are we doing? No, actually, that second one, though, did look like she was going to the office. Like, she was in a bathroom, a public bathroom. So I don't know. I actually don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know. The concept is the problem, because I feel like a lot of people do get shamed for their outfits where it feels like that's kind of bullshit and sexist.
It's just their body.
Exactly. Yeah. But if this is like you're going out of your way to try and be like a seductress, then it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. And besides the clothes just being like revealing, the glasses thing is super, super throws me off. There are some that were like, oh, I got my blue light blocking siren glasses. And I'm like, those are
siren
regular
glasses.
Prescription lenses. Like, what is happening? What is a siren glass?
It's just like small. Who came up with
that? I have no idea. And it kind of like hangs down on their nose. And I'm like, isn't that what like old people do?
That feels like they don't need glasses and they're fake and they're just like wearing blue blocker glasses, which I've read don't actually protect you from any kind of light on the computer.
Well, don't say that, because I ordered extreme blue light blocking glasses and I think they help.
Well, then maybe they do.
No, they really do. Well, I don't know if they help. I do know that if I take off my glasses, I can see like the entire screen is a different color. Like, it does filter some sort of light.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, maybe it helps. I just know that I specifically looked into getting some because my mom always mentions that to me. And then, like, something came up while I was looking for them that said they don't do shit. And I was like, oh.
They may not. I don't know. But I do know,
I mean,
also,
if you think
like,
they,
you know, when you get your,
effect.
Like, gel nail polish and it's, like, the UV light that's purple, that looks like white with my blue light blocking lenses. So
I mean,
it, like,
even
it
if it's not blocking harmful light and it's just changing it so it's softer on your eyes, then
so
that
works.
So
it's soft on your eyes. Yeah. I don't know. I like them. But anyway, back to office siren trend. This is apparently an appropriate office siren outfit. So, like, maybe there's a way to do this where it's not all cleavage and like the weird I mean, the glasses are fine, actually, whatever.
But I just, the concept is killing me.
So you see, this is super cute. She's got a little tie, but she put on the screen office siren, and then in the comments people were like, okay, so this is how you can do it. But to me, I'm like, this is just business casual.
That's why I was like, the concept office siren, I was like, why? It's just your, this is cute office wear.
You know what, it's kind of giving the same energy that people are like, I'm his work wife, and I'm like, bitch, I'll kill you. What do you mean you're his work wife?
Well, and it's
wife.
Like, no, you're just like work friends. Like, not a big
well,
deal.
Well, either
but...
you're work friends or you're flirting. It's no in between. I'm confused. Yeah, I don't get the need to lure in your coworkers.
Seems yeah,
like
no, it's the use of the right word siren move. That's throwing me off here.
As it should, honestly.
Not me seeing the topic and thinking it was going to be about like, where, like... actual sirens.
I'm dead. Like an ambulance siren?
Yeah. Well, and then it was funny because when you started reading, you're like, in Greek mythology, like, I totally know what a siren is. I've heard that many a time. But like, the first definition on our doc is just a device that makes a loud prolonged.
You
I know, thought you were about
is.
To get into like the origins of the word and like why that is used for actual siren.
So
I was
dead.
Like, okay.
This is going to be an interesting episode.
History lesson.
No, no. Siren
this makes much more sense.
Luring in people. I mean, it does it Really? Anyway, so now we have, and this happened a few times, like HR reps or people that worked in corporate America would like weigh in and be like, y'all are going to get fired if you follow this office siren trend.
Okay.
HR rating your office siren outfits and whether or not you'd get in trouble.
This is really cute. I think if she didn't have the blazer, it probably would be a problem, but no issues with this. This is a really cute fit. Really cute outfit. No worries.
That's interesting because I didn't think that.
That it was a cute outfit?
Not that it's not cute. It's just like the top I would not think for corporate America, but I guess it depends on where you work. Is it?
I mean, it's covering. Like,
yeah. I mean, on the bottom, it's like coming up, but yeah. I feel like I'm working like security at a middle school. I'm like, no spaghetti straps.
Oh my God. But like, okay. Speaking of like our middle school and disgusting. Our high school, it was like so strict. And I remember in our middle school, the assistant principal would like come up behind you unannounced. And like, if you had like your hand like this, she would like put her arm through your arm and like, she'd be like, walk with me. She'd like bring you to the office. No. I feel like now like crop tops and stuff are so popular. Like, do they have strict dress codes or is it just kind of a free-for-all
in corporate America?
No, in schools.
Well, I would imagine they still do. I had a strict dress code. Like, we had uniforms and they were still fucking annoying about it. I would wear sweatpants because we had to wear black pants, and it's like sweatpants look the same as like the soft material pants that I had that were not technically sweatpants, whatever. And that's why I left my school ultimately, because the guy, Mr. Zabala, if you guys ever watched my YouTube channel, you know, the Crocs, and he commented on my channel. It was a whole thing. He came up to me and was like, basically, what the fuck are you wearing? And I'm like, I don't even want to be here, bitch. Like, I'm leaving. Like, I'm just done. I don't want to be here. So I think that they're probably still strict. I don't think that they loosen up on that.
If you have any kids or siblings or cousin, anyone, especially you know anyone in middle school or high school, please let us know, because I'm very curious.
But back in my day, you know, they were pretty strict.
I would definitely talk to you about the short skirt. I would tell you that you'd have to wear a longer skirt or wear pants or something. Everything else is fine, but that skirt is way too short. You would not get in trouble for this. This is a really cute fit.
I think because
it flares out, it gives this illusion of being longer than it actually is. And her comment up here right before this one was, HR is going to send me home for this. I would not. I wouldn't even have a conversation with you. And if someone came up to me and told me that what you were wearing is inappropriate, I would be like, you're joking, right? Like, this is a joke.
And
so
she has tights
I think
on.
This is really cute.
Oh,
so
no.
The skirt is too short. I would definitely talk to you about...
This is the same one that keeps
I was just
going to
say, am I hallucinating or is that the exact same girl?
I would probably hear about it from
Julia.
Her skirts are so short, like she could barely bend over and her vagina would be out.
Right. See, could that be fixed with some tights? Sure. That's all you need, I think.
Yeah. No? I mean, okay. I think that helps a little bit, but it's still... Yeah. They're pretty short. But I guess let's see here.
So definitely the skirt is way too short and the thigh highs are definitely making it worse, particularly them being visible. I think if that skirt was a couple inches longer, I probably would never say anything. I think it's cute outside of this. Like, I wouldn't wear this to work, but, you know, I would wear this. But if that skirt was just like 3 or 4 inches longer, she'd be fine. This is cute, except if you're working in medical device, manufacturing, or if you are in healthcare, you can't wear open-toed shoes. So I would probably have a conversation with her about that. But if it's not any of those environments, then this is super cute and totally fine.
I like that.
So for highly professional environments, this is so cute. I would not talk to anybody about this, honestly. This is something that I could see like law firms, banking, like accounting firms, people wearing.
Who the fuck wants to work the whole day in a dress like that?
I mean, sounds miserable, but like, that's why we have this job.
Yeah, that's true. Look at us. No, that does. I mean, it's gorgeous. She looks amazing.
Yeah.
But literally my nightmare. And also, they're not very consistent. Like, they're all hashtagging
office
siren.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, this isn't like a real trend. I feel like it's just like cute office wear. Also, the one like right before with like the thigh highs reminds me, did you ever go to any parties? We had some in high school that were like very sexist now that I'm thinking back. But
no.
It's,
what?
Office hoes and CEOs is the theme.
Oh no. I didn't do that.
And you dress up as like basically what she was wearing.
Oh no. And you were the office hoe?
Of course.
Okay. Period, I guess.
And oh my God, and we even had siren glasses.
You did? You see?
I have pictures somewhere. I need to find them.
Yeah, no, I've never even heard of that. But yeah, this one's cute. The one that we're looking at right now with the dress.
Yeah. That would be like, I should wear something like that to court with Janet.
Right, exactly. So that was her rating. And a lot of people did videos similar to this, like I said, just like talking about the trend. And then in enters gluten-free Jackie. Okay, who saw all of this, all of the office siren trend, and just like said, hey, let me make a TikTok about this.
Okay. Her bio says unhinged and hot.
Period. Go off.
Love thing. It.
Office siren? Office siren? Oh, this outfit is so office siren core. Bitch! You're an population.
That's it. That's the only time. That's it. Okay. You would never think that this would be the weirdest telephone game that I have ever seen on TikTok, where everyone just misunderstood this whole situation. So really just strap in for this one, because I...
What are we misunderstanding?
Dude, I had to triple check with our researcher. I was like, wait, so how do people get that? Okay. So under that video, which did go viral, a user by the name of Hugh Safran. Okay. I don't know how to pronounce it, okay. But this user, she commented, "We have a college credit paid $25 per hour intern position that goes straight to a six-figure salary job at graduation. This girl wore an office siren outfit day two and was immediately fired for it. And yes, we can fire someone for that. It's in the contract she signed when taking the job. Literally lost a guaranteed $200,000 comfy job over a leather mini skirt and tube top combo."
The girl that was just making fun of the office siren trend?
No, Lily, absolutely not. But a lot of people thought so.
That was what this comment was on?
Yes, yes. This comment was someone providing anecdotal evidence that they have an experience with someone who's an office siren. Therefore, they're just trying to like give their two cents, because this user is obviously against office sirens and they're basically saying, yeah, it's stupid. Someone got fired for it. When I tell you, this first comment has 322,000 likes. And I would say 90% of people read that and thought she was talking about the girl in the video. Gluten-free Jackie.
Oh.
Because she said this girl wore an office siren outfit.
But she was really saying, and like, this girl.
Why would that make sense that that's about Jackie? And even if you're confused, why the fuck would this turn into a viral thing? Because that's what it turned into. People were harassing her. People were telling her she was dumb as fuck. She lost her job over an outfit. Then Jackie, well, we'll get into it. She starts kind of like playing into it because everybody's stupid, obviously. And she's just like, okay, fuck you guys. But like the fact that people, so many people read this and misunderstood blows my mind.
I do understand, like, because when you just read it, I was confused, but I feel like it was confusing because it doesn't make sense. Like, why would that be the girl that's making fun of it? Like,
right.
The way she phrased it, this girl, it does make it sound like if she was talking, I don't think it would be misinterpreted, but the way it's written, it's like this girl, right, meaning the girl in the video. But I think had she just said, like, one time we had this girl who wore...
Okay, sure. But
I understand why there was misunderstood, but also I don't understand why everyone would immediately believe it.
Okay, it's insane. So here is one example. It's just this girl posting this TikTok that went viral, okay, and saying POV, learning not only what an office siren is, but also someone lost their six-figure job trying to be one in this economy, in all caps. This went viral. And I started seeing shit like this and I was like, oh, damn, someone got fired. All of this is stemming from one comment and everyone assuming that that comment is Jackie.
Well, no. And now also, like, even if this person didn't assume that it was Jackie, other people are now assuming it was, even though she could have just been referencing the person, the random unnamed person in the comment.
Yes. But also, does it make a whole lot of sense to make a TikTok about a comment you read? It would make more sense that you are making a TikTok because you saw a TikTok about a girl getting fired. Like, why would you go off of a comment and be like, oh shit, I just learned this? Like, people don't do that for reading comments on first of all, reading comments on TikTok or reading comments anywhere, that is not like ironclad.
Yeah, that's not valid information.
Typing it on their computers. Like, what? Genuinely, yes, could there be truth in people's opinions and people could be providing information? Sure. But be cautious. Like, you don't know if what you're reading is actually the truth or not. Like, that person could have literally pulled that straight out of her ass.
Well, and that's she that could was literally my point
not even have
in
a job
the beginning.
And like, just be like, I have this intern position, yeah, $25. What do we know?
Also, this, I could see the reason she made the video was much more through the confusion of learning what an office siren is based on, like, I mean, our entire conversation we just had where I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then maybe she saw that comment and then tied that in. And it did have 322,000 likes. But I guess it's that she doesn't specify either. So now it's just like a lot of people trying to connect dots.
Yeah. And then people going off of different branches of what they're reading or seeing, but it all just stems from...
Interesting. There's a comment on it. It says, I'm only seeing people say she wore this, she wore that, and never the actual video. That's because there wasn't one.
Because there isn't one, honey. Okay, so that was my thing. I remember before I even considered this being a topic, I remember searching on TikTok, office siren gets fired, and I couldn't find it. I could just find people talking about it.
It sounds like it was like a story time from like someone that fired her, yes, like an HR person or something.
Honestly, I thought it was the girl coming on to social media and being like, oh my God, guys, I got fired for wearing this outfit.
That too.
And I have seen,
although I don't know TikToks why you would admit,
of people like, my job interviewer didn't want to interview me because I was wearing this and it's like a really unprofessional outfit or something like that. But I had not found this particular video that obviously multiple people, it looked like, had seen.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out they didn't. And then people went back into her TikToks trying to harass, because people did, like people were literally hounding her, telling her she was dumb. And it's like,
why would she make a comment? Like, it wasn't like she was making that as like a cautionary tale. Like, I got fired, so you shouldn't do it. And she was literally making fun of people that do it.
I just don't know if people, like, have we just lost? We've lost it? Like, we just don't know context. And I'm pretty fucking dumb, but oh my God.
I kind of feel like this isn't an excuse at all. And I think that people are out of control, but I think maybe like the state of the world and just like how miserable everything is. And like, people are kind of looking for an escape. So if they can find something that kind of like piques their interest, they're suddenly like, oh my God, something to distract me. And then they just like go all in. And I think we maybe all need to reel it back a little and use our brains.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just don't, I mean, I get that. Cause I find myself doing that as well. I can't imagine getting that invested in something that doesn't exist, or like being like, oh yeah, like I feel passion for this cause, and then you look at the cause and it's like the thing you're saying happened didn't happen. Like, this, it just never happened.
At BP, we've reset our strategy with a focused downstream, a growing upstream, and disciplined investment in the transition. See how we'll grow shareholder value at bp.com/reset.
Wonder if people think like, because I mean, how often do we run into situations where people delete TikToks? Maybe they thought that she deleted something.
Maybe.
I guess that would have to be it.
But also, again, what's insane is it's on a TikTok. I just keep going back to it. It's on a TikTok of her being like, you're a walking HR violation. Basically, stop doing that.
Well, that's what I think is weird. I was like, she wasn't saying it as a cautionary tale. She was saying it because she's like, you're stupid. Why the fuck would you do that? Yeah. Which, like, why would she say that if she had done it and gotten fired?
This has completely left me flabbergasted. I'm not even joking. Anyway, so this is the video that people went back on. And just notice how she's dressed. Tell me if it's giving office siren.
Office siren? Yeah, I'm gonna need you to kiss my ass. This is how I go to work.
What?
Because remember, kids, being sexy is in fact a crime.
So she had weighed in multiple times on TikTok talking shit about office sirens, and people went back and were like, you idiot. You got fired for being an office siren. I'm like, she looks like a middle school teacher.
Never, she could not be wearing, like, could I be wearing any more clothes?
No, and then look at this. Literally all the comments now are either people originally trying to figure it out, like, are you the office siren girl or not? And then she's like, no, what? Why do people think I got fired? Or people saying, y'all, go down to the video that has 24.3 million views. The comment about someone being fired for an office siren outfit is what everyone is talking about. And it's like, no, but it's not, because people read it on her page and then people started doing rigmaroles and now everyone came to her page. And that's why people had to start, you know, telling each other like, no, this isn't who we're talking about. And then look at this one. This one says the office siren story came from a comment. It's not a video, guys. Like, people were finally figuring it out. But then she responds, did someone start a rumor about me? What's going on?
I can't imagine how completely just like dumbfounded I
was. Yeah, look at this one. I did some digging. This is all from a comment, not a video. Someone was just sharing what happened to them in the comment section and it's being dragged out. And it's like, who is it being dragged out by? I don't know. I think genuinely, if I had to guess what happened, it was like that comment got liked and then someone misinterpreted it and made a TikTok and then somebody had to have seen that. Like, this feels like
it's a game of telephone.
People repeating each other. And you can tell when that's happening and when it is a game of telephone, because there isn't a whole lot of variation. It's literally people being like, the office siren that got fired, the office siren that got fired for wearing her. And it's like, who is this office siren? We don't even know if she exists.
And then your like whole starting point is like a video where she's making fun of people that do that.
Right. And then she started playing into it. Cause honestly, at that point, what the fuck do you even do? You're like, okay, I was gonna say,
honestly, maybe this turned out kind of good for her, because eventually once people like realize that they're stupid and with this weird narrative that doesn't exist, then she probably got some followers if she was funny along the way.
Yeah. Sometimes things are funny or like you can deal with it at first, but then it's just like,
well, it's just annoying. Done? It's like, go away. I don't want to deal with this anymore.
But anyway, so this is her kind of feeding into it for a bit there.
She lost a six-figure job. from following a trend of offer siren in corporate America. Some of y'all need to log.
I'm so dead. Okay, so she is actually doing this over a sound of someone doing a call out TikTok.
Was that the video you showed?
No, this is a separate one. Look, completely separate. This, look at the 1.5 million likes. I'm going to lose my shit right now. I'm going to lose it.
Well, the thing with the posts likes. Like these is like, you know, no one's verifying this. They're just taking this as like, oh my God, really?
That's but what's
the
driving fact me that then fucking
they're going
nuts,
to
Lily.
Find the girl.
That's literally driving me insane.
I love that people are willing to do the detective work to find the girl when it's like something like this that does not tag her, but they aren't willing to but do the detective to work to figure exists. Out that it's not real. And all of that girl's videos are so unserious.
She lost a six-figure job. A six-figure job from following a trend of offer siren in corporate America. Some of y'all need to log off and touch grass.
You? That is so ironic. Do I think that she got like fucking death threats because of this? No. Do I think she probably was so confused for like 3 days? Yeah. She was probably like, what the fuck is happening?
Doesn't help that we are in like a current economic state that it's like people are like, oh my God, how would you give up something like that when they're like dying for it? Right. One of the comments on that video was like, if I had a six-figure job, I'm dressing like the Pope or something.
Wasn't it Olivia Pope?
I thought it said the Pope.
From
That's funny.
Hold on, was it Olivia Pope?
No. Oh, no. I'm going to meet the
Pope. I'm
going
to dress like I'm going to meet the Pope. It was neither.
I was going to say, I don't think so, but I guess Olivia Pope dressed professionally.
Oh my God. Okay, then she keeps making fun of it.
Outfit of the day for my first day of work. This is what I'm wearing. Wait. Yes, this is like so like office siren core. Like, I know the most about office fashion. Make sure you always wear something skin tight and show a little boob.
Like, are the comments on this like, do they get that it's a joke now? Or
look at this.
Do...
Me trying to act unbothered is one of the comments.
Oh my God. It has 901 likes. How could you possibly watch this and think that this is serious?
I'm afraid our girl is crashing out.
Oh my God, 1,748 likes?
What? I hate that I'm saying this because I love her down, but this reminds me of Britney.
What?
You have got to be kidding, right?
Yes.
Am I dead? Is this hell? We don't get it anymore. I don't think that anybody knows what, like, when people are joking. And I get it. Like, the world is scary and you don't know when someone's being serious or not. But also,
I feel like this is a situation that doesn't really fall under that. This is pretty obvious.
I thought so. But I genuinely, when I was looking over these links, well, first of all, I went into it thinking we're going to cover a girl who got fired for a trend. Then I just started spiraling and I was like, your joke. This cannot be real. This is her leaning into the meme a little bit more. You gotta love her because
I was just
gonna
say,
like,
I love that she did
dumb.
This.
She's answering, and who am I? That's my secret I'll never tell. So she uses this Gossip Girl audio, and then on the screen it says, "Are the rumors true? Did I get fired? Story time."
See, I'm telling you, she branding is on point. Someone says smart to keep it going.
Yeah, but some people are like, girl, it's a yes or no.
Oh no, we're not milking this. Dress appropriately. Take so many seats. Are you fucking kidding?
I just want to get all those people
and put them in a room and have a seminar.
Everybody, literally. Like, we need to like have a basic, just like very basic understanding of jokes.
Satire.
And of satire. And of also just context clues. This is insane. Anyway, so she finally did her story time, and honestly, it was great.
I've been waiting for the right moment to talk about this, and I think now is the time. I've seen videos by the thousand, hate comments by the thousand, and assumptions made that I was the girl who got fired from her internship where she was gonna make a six-figure salary, all because of dressing like an office siren. And the truth is, I've never had an internship. It's literally not about me. Go bully somebody else, dumbass.
I love her.
I thank you. You know, because honestly, what else is there to say? Like, you literally are dumb. And like, I don't know why you believe that. And it's like, okay, if you just, but listen, coming from someone who believes things that I shouldn't. Sure. Okay. I can get into that. I can get into a little misinformation. Sure. But to harass someone or like be checking in on her constantly for the update, be like, oh, we are not ignoring this queen. It's
okay.
Like,
well, so I think the difference is your gullibility, is that a word?
Uh-huh.
And potential spreading of misinformation is not because you had so much energy that you invested into it that you were spending all, it's that you didn't pay attention to something, like it was kind of like in passing and you didn't see all the information and then you just like casually Correct. Repeated it. You didn't dedicate time.
And also I think my brain works in like these little spurts and it does like grab some information and create a full thought off of something that might not have been a full thought. I will say usually there's nuggets of truth You know what I mean? And sometimes full truths. And I'll be like, oh, no, I remembered that right. Like maybe I said like one thing off that it was like a quote and it was wrong. But then I'll be like, no, but the rest was right. Sometimes like with the heat protectant spray.
With the toast.
What did it? Yeah, that they put heat protectant on toast and then it wouldn't burn. But it was SPF, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like, something didn't burn once you sprayed it.
It wasn't harmful. But I think it's that you just maybe aren't paying, you aren't like laser focused on whatever it is. And you just kind of like saw it in passing. But it's not that deep.
Much about it. Yeah.
You don't turn around and then invest a bunch of time shitting on someone because you misinterpreted. Like, I feel like that's a different breed.
Well, because this takes multiple days of targeting someone and being like, we need the story time. Where is this? Like, what are you doing? Why are you trying to avoid this? You're crashing out.
Yeah. Like, it's giving you're bored.
You're bored or you have no, I don't know. This is just insane. So that's pretty much where it ends. And she's not the office siren. But I just like was so flabbergasted by this topic as a whole, because I've seen examples of people just like running with shit that have left me flabbergasted before. But honestly, this is like one of the top ones where I'm just like, this has no truth to it. Literally, you read a comment or you saw a TikTok of someone mentioning a topic that was in a comment and that's it. This girl had a fucking shitty week because of it. It's like,
and what? Like, hypothetically, even if it was her, why the hell are all of these people going and like, again, investing like way too much time in trying to bully her? Like, first of all, if it was her, I think she learned her lesson. She lost her six-figure job. She doesn't need your comments.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. Like, even getting into that, where it's like,
weird.
Okay, if she dressed inappropriately and maybe that's not appropriate for a corporate job, we're really going to bully a girl for that?
Like, sucks for her. Move on.
Yeah. Like, even in the beginning where we agreed that some of those outfits are not necessarily appropriate for an office job, we're not going to linger and be like,
you deserve to lose your job, you slut.
Like, ridiculous. Yeah, like, it's too much. Like, I just think that
why do you care?
Response was not only disproportionate, it was rooted in absolute fantasy. It was rooted in the most anecdotal evidence could possibly get, and that is a TikTok comment that someone wrote with zero evidence.
Ironically, very, like, misogynist, like, internalized misogyny and, like, sexist, which is funny given the whole trend is literally to, like, it's a lot of nuances and I'm
like,
here. But
do you all work for the fucking HR department? Why do you care so much about corporate America too? Like, it's just like, yeah, do I agree that that's like great for an office? No, but am I going to like fight for the man? No, I'm not. Like, wear whatever the fuck you want. If you get in trouble, that's on you. Bye. Well,
and that's
like,
the thing is, I think it is people just being like, how dare you not be grateful for your six-figure job in this economy? And like, then want to shame her for it because they're so upset with their own situation. But like,
I'm just dead. She's just in her house like, what six-figure
job?
She literally,
she like works from home. She's like a graphic designer. No, that's fucking wild. But again,
even if she had lost that, then it would go to someone else and like, you're not the one losing it. So why is everyone so upset?
Yeah, like she doesn't need you to be like, you should be. You should have been more grateful for your job. Like, okay, why do you care? Go away. It doesn't affect you.
I'm scared. And this genuinely was such a bizarre display of just telephone on the internet and parrots. I call it parroting syndrome. It is an epidemic. Okay, you read something and you just parrot it in the exact verbiage without even knowing. And I've seen it, like, I will notice comments circulating on TikTok just in general about like a random topic, and they will start echoing an exact TikTok that I saw like a few hours prior. Uh-huh. And then it's like them trying to inform someone, but it is exactly the verbiage the person used. And I'm like, oh, like, I get it. Like, we could learn things from TikTok. We could learn things from the internet. Absolutely. It's not like everything's a lie, but maybe we should be careful about doing that because they're just talking on TikTok.
Also, kind of a general rule of thumb, if you have to like do like a deep dive to figure out what someone's talking about and it takes you like more than a minute, maybe just cut your losses and move on.
Seriously, that's what I did. Scrolling. I searched it, couldn't find her, and I was like,
and then you still commented?
Move on. Yeah, no, it's just insane. I think it's funny too because we always make fun of like our parents and Facebook and misinformation in general and like them. I'm like, oh, we are them, aren't we? Like,
this is that is a huge problem we've talked about with like social media in general. And like, oh my god, even like the fucking conspiracy theory videos where it's like, just like pointing things out, and it's like, are you kidding? How did you believe that? It's like, well, someone on TikTok told me.
Yeah, it's scary. And I mean, again, this is all coming from me, and you know what that means. Okay, it's like, yes, we could be gullible, but can we reel it in a little bit? Just a little bit.
You're gullible about stuff, but then you move on. You aren't like expressing outrage and like sending a bunch
I don't feel passionate about things that I know for a fact I don't know a lot about. Like, I might say something in passing, but I'm not going to give you a dissertation on something that I just heard on one TikTok because I'm not informed enough to do it. I will sit here and talk my shit if I know about a topic.
Is it, what's that? You know what I mean? Is it called the Diane Kruger effect?
Pardon?
quick educational lesson. Oh, not Diane. Dunning. The Dunning-Kruger effect occurs when a person's lack of knowledge and skill in a certain area causes them to overestimate their own competence. So it's the entire concept that, like, people that know nothing about stuff act like they're experts, but people that actually know a lot usually are more, like, reluctant.
More reserved.
Yeah.
Yes. Interesting. Oh, I definitely have that, I think, sometimes, right? I definitely can be guilty of that. I could self-reflect enough to admit that, for sure. But again, I feel like passion-wise, that's what caught me so off guard.
Yeah.
That all, like, these people had people this so passion invested to bully this girl for a few days and, like, harass her and demand an answer when none of it was real.
And quick question, is that comment still there?
Oh, her comment? The original
one? Yeah, and did that girl ever say anything?
I'm dead. Well, it's got so many replies, it would be hard to tell.
No, just click on the girl's profile.
Oh, Q Safran?
Yeah.
Nope, she just went about her life, and it says she's a medical molecular technologist. That sounds like she could be...
Her videos actually do have a decent amount of views, and she doesn't have any followers, so what are the comments on that last one?
Oh my god, I'm dead. Not everybody's just wanting a job.
Girl, where do you work, and are they accepting interns? Please share the company or title, times is hard.
Oh my god.
That's
so funny. Maybe you're right, maybe it did come from, like, a feeling of just, like, the state of the economy, and just being like, oh my god,
you ungrateful
bitch.
Little
how
bitch.
How could you lose that?
Yeah.
But you got the wrong dumb bitch. You got the wrong one. What an interesting, interesting topic.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Pretty Litter.
As you guys know, Pretty Litter is my favorite litter to use for my kitty cat, Jasmine, because she can be a little smelly girl, okay?
Most
cats in
do.
General. And Pretty Litter has a non-clumping formula that traps the odor and the moisture, and it's ultra-absorbent, lightweight, low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month.
It's because it's these little, like, clear crystals instead of, like, normal, dusty, just normal cat litter. And when your cat pees, if they have a health problem, it changes colors.
Yeah, it could indicate, like, urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and more. I actually asked my vet about Pretty Litter because I took Jasmine in not too long ago. I asked her about that feature, but just Pretty Litter in general. And she was like, oh yeah, it's great. And if your cat loves it, then it was a green light from her. So I was very happy about that.
And Pretty Litter ships free right to your door. So then you also don't have to worry about, like, going to the pet store and having to lug around a really heavy bag of litter.
So if you guys want to try out Pretty Litter and keep your house smelling fresh and clean, you can go to prettylitter.com/DWKT to save 20% off your first order and get a free cat toy.
That's prettylitter.com/DWKT to save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy.
prettylitter.com/GWKT. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. And thank you so much to Pretty Litter for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Anyway, that was a wild one, but we will move on to our second topic because Jesus. I could honestly go on and on for days about how bizarre that was.
Yeah, no, that was interesting. On to our scam.
Okay, yeah. So guys, this is our scam. Moving on to the scam portion of this episode, which if you've watched our, what was it, Matt, the Willy Wonka?
Yeah, we had the event. Wonka experience. Then we had the Bridgerton experience. This isn't Detroit, quite Bridgerton the same. Ball. It's not like an event that you buy a ticket for, but it's more of like the crumble cookie situation. Except even that.
Okay, so that's what
they
I was gonna
were real
to.
Crumble cookies. They were just old.
Yes. So they, if you don't remember that, Crumble Cookie Sydney was an event, a pop-up event with like crumble logos and all that stuff, where they essentially just went to the United States, bought crumble cookies, brought them back and sold them to people in Sydney. And
for over $17
a
piece.
Stale. I can't. I hate crumble cookies fresh. I definitely would not like them 3 days old.
Guys, quick plug for our Patreon that I've done 2 crumble cookie reviews and a crumble pie review because I added around Thanksgiving. So they had, it was all pies. I had never had it before then.
Right. And then I did 1 crumble review because we do reviews of different things on Patreon. And I did a crumble cookie, but like from a hater perspective. Review. It was fun. There was a hair in my cookie.
It was probably your hair.
It was not. It was short. Anyway, moving on. So this is about Rode Beauty, which is Hailey Bieber's skincare company, but they also have makeup now. So I guess just like a beauty company. I don't know.
Yeah. Like Michaela.
Right. Exactly. But one thing you need to know about Rode Beauty is that they don't usually do pop-ups. And when they do, they're pretty specific. So we'll get into that. But like, essentially, they either do these like pop-up booths that look like these little boxes.
Oh, it's like going to like a vending machine almost.
It literally looks like a vending machine, but it's like one of those like,
it's a booths, photo
like
booth
almost like
too.
A picture booth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A picture booth.
Yeah. The photo ones. Booth. And it's cute.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel
whatever,
like
but that's.
It probably leans into the fact that like she doesn't want to go.
Right. Right. But speaking of which, the only other type of road pop-up is like a very official situation where she is present. And that's actually where that video of Justin Bieber came from just a little while ago. Do you remember?
Oh, here where he's doing the weird smile.
Yeah. Where people assume that he was on drugs.
It's a weird video.
Like a very big smile. It's a strange video. I couldn't tell if he was just excited.
It's this right here. That smile.
Okay. Yeah.
It's kind of giving the movie smile.
This was at a road pop-up. And this is another, so this was in Melrose. On Melrose? What's the verbiage there?
On Melrose. Girl. It's a street.
On Melrose. Okay, period. This is like super official looking. They have lines. They give out like free croissants and free juices and like a bunch of stuff because a ton of people are waiting to go.
Yeah. I mean, I think of like even we went to like the Kylie Cosmetics pop-up that was it was at a mall or something. And there's like a huge line and she went like one of the days, not when we were there. But I feel like she's friends with them. They probably all do a similar kind of vibe.
For sure. Yeah. I don't know if this is like just me, but whenever I see somebody waiting in a long line, whether it's for a concert or something like this, so they're handing out food. And also I'm like, what if you need a shit? What do you do?
Have someone hold your, I mean, usually people aren't alone.
Golly. Well, what if you are alone and you need a shit? I don't know. I have a lot of questions, but I'm like, they're feeding you food and drink. So at the very least, you're going to have to go pee. And I just, it's very nice to give like complimentary.
I was just going to say, honestly, I've never been, I mean, I haven't been to a lot. I don't like waiting in lines. I'm not that passionate about anything that I would do that except the Kylie one where we did. And oh my God, Jocelyn, I think it was her idea, probably made us dress up like we were in, like we did a vlog. It was mortifying and people like knew who we were. And it was just like, oh my God, no, stop looking at me. I hated it. But yeah, no, that seems nice. And plot twist, the one that we're talking about, there was no free food and she was not there.
Well, okay. So this is all taking place in South Africa in the Mall of Africa. And it's important to note that the organizers of this are revealed to be Butessa_SA, which is South Africa. And the interesting thing about them is that I believe they are some sort of website that like resells makeup similar to like a Beauty Bay or like a website that has a bunch of different brands, but you're not buying from that brand. It's just like you're buying from them and they carry that brand.
Well, that's also already weird because it's like, try and find out who planned the road pop-up in LA. It's going to be that road planned it.
Correct. Like. Correct. And I understand that in places that are overseas and stuff, a lot of times they don't get pop-ups of American owned companies. You know what I mean? So it's like Hailey Bieber, if she's going to do a pop-up, it being on Melrose in LA, that makes sense. So it's like maybe they're just trying to cater to a demographic of people that, and there was a lot of people who wanted to go, but it becomes a little bit interesting when you're doing an entire dedicated pop-up with road branding everywhere saying this is a road pop-up and it's not road putting it on. You know, it's a little bit interesting.
And no shade to South Africa, but it does feel a little random to do it like and not doing like London or like if she's never done like an international one before, it feels like South Africa is kind of a random choice for the first
kind of random.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. No, I think that in general, like just when you look at all of her branding and how she does pop-ups and how road, like just road in general, how they do things when they show up somewhere, although it is cute, I'll show it to you now because they set up in the Mall of Africa in a store. Looks like, honestly, looks like a road store. Like if they set up a brick and mortar shop. Mm-hmm.
That's how the Kylie one was too.
Yeah. And it's cute, but it's not road. Like it's not consistent with everything they've done before. So basically this is just a store with some road branding and then some road products. But even then it's a little barren.
No,
right?
This is weird. Like when you look at like even like there's like Skims pop-ups too. I'm sorry, I'm comparing it to the Kardashians, but I feel like she is friends with them still, right?
Can't keep track.
This doesn't fit the creative direction of the brand. Even like the sign out front, like if they're doing a pop-up, especially if it was an international one, which she doesn't normally do, they're not gonna like half-ass it and just like throw some bags on a shelf. Like they're gonna have it be like literal like giant lip gloss or something and then have like, I don't know. It's just gonna be much more like
God, and there's put I know together. I said a lot of people went, but there's actually nobody there when this girl is filming too. It's like literally just her.
Yeah, why? It's totally empty.
Totally empty. So
that's weird.
Interesting.
There's no line, nothing.
Mainly what they're selling is the lip peptides, which is what I actually use all the time and I love them. The phone case that the lip peptides go into, which I don't know why, but something about that phone case freaks me the fuck out. It looks like a cooter.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? No. Like,
I knew you were going to say that.
See, you know me so well. And then that's pretty much it. The pocket blushes, I think, is the only other thing they have. And then it's just like a few. It looks a little scattered. And they do have some things that make it look legit, which is like the road pillows and like the Hailey Bieber video playing on the background.
But it's the lack of like color uniformity for me. It's like kind of just like nothing really matches. And there's no extra like really set not, I mean, yeah, like set pieces or like installation kind of things. It's just like the most decorative things they have are like some like mirrored boxes that some bit sits on.
Right. And notice this little setup that I'm showing right now.
Uh-huh.
Just take a good look at that sign. And then I'm going to play another TikTok, see if you notice anything different. I don't know.
Sign is just like a giant TV.
It is. But also note that pretty much immediately people were like, is this real?
Yeah.
And the reason mainly was like, yes, the branding and all of that. But it was also specifically the pricing. So they priced it at about 700 Rand for like a product that was around $38. And then basically that was like very similar to what they charge in the US, which is like, how did you cover import taxes and all that stuff? So people started kind of putting together that they were selling things for way too cheap if it was imported from
them. I thought you were going to say the opposite.
No, there was one person. I don't know the validity of this. I'm also going to cross check, but there was, we're going to see more prices now and everything is in Rand, which obviously I need to convert and stuff. But there was one person saying that they sold like all of the lip peptides for an insane price, that it was like a bundle deal and you could get all of them for like way less than you could get on the website, which obviously wouldn't happen.
And it's giving like purses in New York.
Right, exactly. Notice that sign on this one?
Is that the...
Once they started getting criticism, they changed it to, instead of road outside, it says Butessa, South
Which
Africa.
Is the brand that put it on. Like, what do you mean?
So, you know, a little different.
And what's on the other TV? It looks like... Oh, no, that is still road in the background.
Oh, no, the inside stayed road. And this was somewhat...
Even
literally
the bags,
like, with
as
the tissue
decorations,
paper looked used.
That's tacky.
Yeah.
Like, no, she would... Haley would not.
She would never.
I recently just went to the Road pop-up store in the Mall of Africa, and I know there's been a lot of controversy around this, so I took my own lip tint that I got from the USA and put it against the pop-up store product. To be honest, the packaging is very similar, and it's hard to tell real against fake. They had a variety of phone cases, lip tints, and pocket blushes to choose from. The store is very cute and aesthetic, and here are the pricing for the different products.
The branding on the little signs, that's weird. Like, there would never be a road pop-up where there's another brand being promoted.
So wait, let me convert that. So they're saying all lip tints and blushes are 10,999 Rand.
Which also, the spacing's a little weird on that.
I know. Plus a free vanity case. Okay, let me do the math on something like that. Hold on.
And again, the top of that sign is branded with Butessa, not road.
Now, I think honestly, they did that after they got that is kind of expensive. $606.93. But that's for every blush and every shade of lip tint. And each lip tint is like $20-something. I gotta do the math on that. I don't think that's right. And yeah, and the vanity case. So I don't know.
Hi, girlies. So it appears we were wrong about the not marking up the prices much. You know, there was a lot of currency conversions and numbers, and we never said math was our strong suit, okay? But anyway, I do have the breakdown now, and we have a comparison of prices. But first, something else we didn't actually realize initially, and Jesse noticed afterwards, is that based on the video, it shows off, like, your inventory about what's being sold, and it appears that they had 17 different lip products available. The reason that's interesting is because apparently Rode actually only has 5 different shades of lip tint at the moment. They do also sell 4 lip peptide treatments, which aren't tinted, but they look pretty much the same. Like, they have the same packaging. It's just a slightly different color. And if you look closely, it does seem like some of those are mixed in with the rest of the lip tints. But even then, that still leaves 8 other products that are not available to purchase from the actual Rode website. And that is because the pop-up was apparently selling a handful of limited edition shades that are no longer available, some of which were originally released over a year ago. So it's not like they're like recent limited edition things. It's like, what do you mean? Where did you get these? And I'll get to that in a minute. But first, let's circle back to pricing, because the pop-up, the signage said you could buy all of the lip tints and the pocket blushes as a bundle for 10,999 Rand. And that converts to just over $603. And based on what we could see, again, it looked like there was 17 lip products and 6 blushes. So if you do the math, they're charging over $24 for a lip tint, over $32 for a pocket blush. And if we compare that to Rode's website, they sell their lip tints for $18 a piece and the pocket blushes are $24. But Rode actually also offers their own bundle where you can get 5 lip tints because, you know, they only have 5 shades available right now. And also probably because 17 feels a bit excessive. I don't know who needs 17 lip tints, but just my opinion. Anyway, for 5 though, Rode will charge you $80, and that gives you a $10 discount from what you would would be paying if you bought them all individually for the $18. So it ends up being like $16 a piece, basically. So if we factor in that bundle price, if you hypothetically went to Rode and you were like, I'm going to go buy 17 lip products, it would end up landing you around $276. And at the pop-up, they're charging about $410. And then if you went to Rode.com and bought six pocket blushes, that would equal about $144. But at the pop-up, it costs almost $193, which brings us back to their full price for the bundle, which is just about $603. Meanwhile, at Rode, it would be almost $200 cheaper at about $420. And if people were getting authentic Rode products, and because they're in South Africa, had no other way to get them, maybe some people would think that's worth it. But were they authentic Rode products is the question. If eight of these are not even available for purchase and haven't been for like a hot minute, where did they get the rest of these products? Like, why do they have them? My theory, allegedly in my opinion, of course, is actually because when I was Googling to find out what the prices were, I discovered that this pop-up is not the only place that is selling Rode products that isn't Rode. In fact, if you wanted to get all 17 of the same lip products, including those no longer available limited edition ones, look no further than AliExpress and Shein, because they are stocked with not only lip tints, but all kinds of Rode products. And look at these deals. It's pretty competitive pricing, except for the small issue that they're absolutely not real Rode products and probably cost literally nothing to make, and you have no idea where they're coming from. But otherwise, great deal, right? Honestly, I'm not really sure how this is allowed or why Rode specifically seems to have cultivated such a big community of counterfeits, but seeing how common these like wholesale knockoff versions are and how cheap it would be to buy these in bulk, I don't know. It's a little suspicious. And while that alone would be enough for me to be suspicious, what really sealed the deal was seeing some of the photos that they used in these listings, specifically this one that features, you've guessed it, 17 different kinds. Weird. Interesting coincidence, one might say. Anyway, that's pretty much it. So while Beautessa did have to cut things short, I'm guessing Beautessa still did pretty well. Anyway, that's it for now. Bye.
I also don't blame people for not necessarily thinking like that this looked fake, but just from experience of going to pop-ups, I'm like, that is not what a Rode pop-up would look like at all.
Yeah, but one thing that a lot of people were bringing up, and I think it's super valid, is like, this is in a mall. Inherently, you think that like a fake pop-up or a pop-up that was not sanctioned by the brand that they're claiming to be would not be allowed in a mall. But in reality,
the mall just wants to rent out the store.
Yeah. They'll probably, yeah. So this is the influencer that we just saw bringing her real Rode products to her house, and then now she's doing an unboxing.
Okay, so now, like before, it was just kind of like a cursory, like, okay, well, they look similar, but now she's getting into the nitty-gritty.
I think so. Let's see.
Does it need any more context? Because this is very controversial. Here are the original products that I got a few months ago from America, and then here are the pop-up store products, and let's talk about it. The box that it had come in. So here is a little card that came in the box, and it's a very pixelated picture of Hailey, as well as her being cut out of the photo. The original pocket blush in shade Piggy. It has been worn multiple times, but as you can see, here's the packaging. Unfortunately, I don't have the box. And then this is what it looks like at the back. And as you can see, it has a round circle. It's the pop-up store blush that I got in Juice Box. And people said that the dead giveaway was the text that said Rode, what it looks like, the color. Compare the two. So my original one has the indent at the bottom. And then the pop-up store one kind of doesn't have anything. Shut up.
Hold on. I have the pocket blush. I'm going to go grab it. Hold on.
Getting us some first-hand research.
This is journalism, baby.
Yeah. I just said she's getting us some first-hand research.
This is shade Freckle. It definitely has the indent where the sticker goes. Check it out.
So they just found similar
packaging.
Yeah, and smacked a sticker on.
Because you could tell this is custom because it's the exact size or pretty much the exact size of the sticker. Mm-hmm. Like they probably sell this unit, but then Hailey customizes it a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say Rode probably doesn't just white labeling a bunch of like basic packaging and putting her name on it. Like they're coming up with it.
And this is interesting because this is pretty much the first like actual confirmation that they are selling fake products. Like it was like, okay, maybe they bought them from the US and they're just selling them. But this seems like some of the products, if not all, were fake.
Moving on to the peptide lip tints. So this is my original one. I've got it in shade Ribbon, as you can see. the pop-up store. One is in Jelly Bean and one is in Guava Spritz, pop-up store products. It actually is done very well. It's very hard to tell. So this is real against fake, and yeah, I must say, this is just such a crazy thing. But and this was just fun and experimental.
Queen, we need a little bit more info.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, that didn't really help. The packaging one was good, but...
The packaging one, you ate that up. But that one, I was just like, well, so? What'd you find?
I will say that the lip gloss containers are less unique.
I also have the lip tints in various colors. And I will agree, the packaging is nothing special. But I do find the actual product to be, like, very, very nice. It, like, fills in the lines of your lips. It's very glossy, but it's not sticky. And like, I think the formula is really nice. I think that that would be hard to replicate. I don't think the packaging would be at all.
Well, I also think it would be hard to judge that based on just testing it on your hand.
Right, right.
We needed Girly to do a little more in-depth review.
I agree. But Slay, that was thank you for your
input, though.
So this pop-up was only here for a few days. That's what pop-ups do. They pop up
but
and then they pop out.
This one was real quick.
This one, you could say after, so they were all road branding, then they changed some of it to Beautessa_SA, and then poof, they were gone.
Yeah, like I was going to say, they popped in and they popped out real quick.
Guys, I came back today to refund my road products. This place is closed. You are joking.
They came in with some road bags, some road products. Everything else was dead.
I'm dead. Yeah, the furniture was, it came furnished.
I mean, it didn't even look like it was like the road thoughtfully pillows picked
on.
Out.
And then the caption says, in less than 24 hours of me buying from them. Why can't we have nice things in South Africa?
That's what sucks. It's like, again, I do think that South Africa would be kind of a random choice for her to do, like if she hasn't done an international pop-up before.
I mean, obviously it's a place where there's a lot of people and that's not what you mean, but it's just like...
No. I was like, it's just, I feel like she would have gone to a more
when
like...
When I think of like a pop-up, I think of like Paris or London, or something very populated.
I mean, that's why it sucks even more for these people because they were like, oh my God, we're finally getting something like this. And then it
And like for instance, Sydney, huge place. A lot of people live there, mm-hmm. but... It's not the first place that Crumble is going to go overseas to
that was another example.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Also, I think it's worth noting that people were a little suspicious when they saw it. Rode had not promoted this at all. This was not.
No.
Haley never said anything. Rode never posted on their socials. And they like definitely would have, especially if it was somewhere like South Africa. Oh, 100%. Where it's like, hey, this is a really unique thing we're doing. No. Nothing.
So this is a person that actually got a reply back from Rode through email. And it says, hi, thanks so much for reaching out. We can confirm that Rode is not connected or affiliated with the shop in any way. Our only sales channels are RodeSkin.com and our verified Instagram shop and TikTok shop. If you purchase Rode from any other source, we can't guarantee that you're buying genuine products and can't vouch for their authenticity, quality, or condition. These products may not meet our standards and in some cases may be counterfeit.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
They said, we appreciate you sending this our way. Yeah. They're probably like, thank you for this information. Cease and desist lawsuit.
Well, you know what's really interesting? Beautessa_SA. So they put out a statement and we're going to read that. Actually, we'll just read that now and then we'll read the mall's statement after.
Okay.
All right. You ready for this?
Uh-huh.
Greetings to our valued customers Gentle and followers. People. We want to address a concern surrounding the recent road pop-up at Mall of Africa. To clarify, this event was organized by Beautessa and we have never claimed that it was an official road pop-up by Hailey Bieber.
Also, notice that Road is capitalized in all of this. The real Road would never. It's all lowercase for their branding.
These people don't know what they're doing.
That's wild.
If you're going to impersonate someone, study them. Oh my God, I'm so dead. I read as parallel imposters.
But it's like, oh, really?
As parallel importers of Road, which what is that? Just someone who buys and brings it to South Africa?
I'll Google it.
Yeah, because that seems semantical. I don't know.
Like a nice way of saying.
We have no affiliation and we just buy shit and bring it here. Technically, Crumble Cookie Sydney was parallel importers.
Well, no, but they gave a very similar, like, we never claimed to be with Crumble.
Right.
But it's like, But you use the brand. Like, you can't do that.
If it looks like it and smells like it, it's probably it. Like, it makes sense that people got confused.
You sold the illusion of it being a real road pop-up because you knew that that's what people would go for. If it was Beautessa going, hey, we're going to sell a bunch of road products that might not be real, don't think that many people would have showed up.
I don't think so either. And it's interesting that they changed their branding after. But, like, even though everything was road inside, if that sign had said Beautessa, I think it would have led people to be like, oh. I don't know what that is. And then just left.
This is the International Trademark Association website. And it says, parallel imports or gray market goods refer to branded goods that are imported into a market and sold there without the trademark owner's consent in that market. The goods have been manufactured by or under license of the brand owner and therefore are not counterfeit, but they may have been formulated or packaged for a particular jurisdiction and are imported into a different jurisdiction in contradiction to the brand owner's intention.
Pardon? What does that mean?
Exhaustion of IP rights refers to the extent to which an intellectual property rights owner can control the distribution of its branded goods. According to the concept of exhaustion, once an IP rights holder sells a product to which its IP rights are attached in a particular jurisdiction, the rights holder must allow the resale of that product in that jurisdiction. The trademark rights covering the product have been exhausted by the first sale. So they're basically saying once someone buys it, they can resell it.
Well, that's what we talked about with Crumble Cookie Sydney, where we're just like, okay, so technically I could go to Crumble here and then sell it to someone down the street for double the price. It would be the dumbest purchase of their life.
Well,
but you could.
And again, this one would be weird because back to Crumble, they upcharge the fuck out of it so they could, in their words, like just cover the cost of travel and stuff, which like, no, they definitely made some money off of it, I think. But we even said then it was like they have to pay a lot for like customs and like to get that like right. to food to go through. So for this, how are they able to, or like why, what would be the motivation to do this if you're going to sell it for prices that don't bring them any additional income?
The only thing that makes sense is that these products are fake and they are making a profit because it was such low cost actually get these products.
Which then this Nothing goes out the window sense. Because they're not authentic like this is supposed to apply to.
Exactly. They continue on to say, as parallel imposters, oh my God, why do I keep, not the Freudian slip. As parallel importers of Rode, we sourced our products from a supplier in the US who assured us they were authentic and that we had proper distribution rights.
This
guy in an alley with a trench coat.
You aren't buying Rode wholesale from someone. And like, what the fuck do you mean?
Absolutely not. Well, and also like, have you ever seen in LA that they have like certain streets? I think it's like near downtown. They used to do it all the time with a ton of counterfeit makeup. And it is literally the brand with the name and all that shit. And it looks the same. Colors are in the same place. Ass cheek products. Yeah, like literally the pigment's awful and all that stuff.
They sell
so there are people
makeup bags,
that
DVDs,
manufacture fake makeup.
Electronics.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I think that they're trying to skirt around them having a shady supplier.
Keep reading. What they're trying to do is go, we were duped.
Oh, God. It says, however, given the concerns raised, we are currently conducting an internal investigation with our supplier to verify all details. We also want to make it clear that we did not simply pack up and leave the next day. I don't know, it looked like it.
Yes, yeah, he did. There wasn't much to pack up, but
we were instructed by Mall of Africa to close the pop-up, and we would never intentionally create the impression that we disappeared without accountability.
Why'd they ask you to close?
You know, we have their statement, actually. We sincerely apologize for any negative experiences the situation has caused our customers. Our goal has always been to provide access to sought-after products, la la la. And while we understand the backlash we're facing, we are committed to handling this the best way possible. If you had purchased a product and would like a refund, please reach out to info@butessa.com and we will assist you accordingly. We appreciate your patience and support as we work through this. Sincerely, Team Butessa. And I will say, I was gonna clock them for not offering refunds, yeah, but they are.
Well, I mean, let's hope that they actually follow through and this wasn't like a performative.
Right. Something that's very interesting is when I think of a Butessa, again, I think of like Beauty Bay or places that sell products that can ship, let's say, internationally when maybe another product doesn't. I don't know. Things like that. Color me surprised when I see this. Their website is completely shut down and it says store under upgrade. See you back soon. Wouldn't you assume that they are an online only store that offers products? They're not like brick and mortar stores. That's why they did this pop-up. So it's like now their website's completely shut down. And this is also, this is pretty significant. This is their only TikTok they've ever posted was this statement.
Okay.
Alarm bells going off.
Yeah, I kind of want to do like a little bit of a deep dive and see like if there's...
Butessa.
Yeah.
And the website thing says that their store is under like an upgrade. And it's like, well, if it never existed, then is this an upgrade?
Yeah, or
is
like,
this,
that seems like a launch perhaps.
Right. And it also just seems in general like that website is like a placeholder. So they don't look like a scam where it's like, oh, we have something and it's coming and don't worry
That's
about it.
That's weird though that they link to it.
Oh my God. We should email them and tell them that we purchased a product from their Rode pop-up and want to return and see if they even respond.
I was gonna say, and then what?
No, like see if they respond.
See if they give us money for
them, period.
Investigative journalism, you should. I just am dying then even more though that they said like our customers. Bitch, what customers?
I don't think they have customers if it's not under the guise of being another brand.
Had you seen the website before?
No.
Oh, So you were, how did you know that?
No, I'm comparing it to websites that claim to do similar things, like that have products that are branded, that are from, and Beauty Bay that I keep bringing up is like a reputable one where it's like they sell other people's things and they do it in a way where like people, I think Beauty Bay does like UK or Europe or whatever, but it is those brands and they have a good reputation and they don't seem to be counterfeit. So I thought Beautessa was similar to that, but so, I had but that never was just like heard your theory. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't know for sure, but like that has to be everything they're apparently describing not. Themselves to be. No, definitely not. But like, I feel like with everything they're describing themselves to be, that's kind of what they should look like.
Yeah.
But it's not what they look like.
This is wild.
Anyway, moving on to the statement from Mall of Africa. They posted on their Instagram, which I always think it's so, especially a mall social media.
Like who follows malls?
Do they even have a manager like doing that? And they go on to say, Mall of Africa takes any concerns around product integrity seriously and continues to provide a trusted shopping experience of the highest standards. Exercising care, Mall of Africa has made the decision to close the Beautessa pop-up at Souk Mall of Africa. Mall of Africa apologizes for any inconvenience caused and remains committed to transparency and providing a positive shopping experience for all. I wonder how long they would have stayed open should the mall have allowed it. Like, would they have stayed a few more days? Because then I feel like people would have been going back and returning their shit.
I don't know. I think it worked out very convenient.
It worked out great. They got in and out of there.
Yeah.
And then this comment is from a TikTok that Lily had sent me. And I will say I couldn't find the TikTok that this comment is allegedly on, but I'll read it anyway. This is Hailey Bieber commenting on supposedly a TikTok about the pop-up. So it was like just videos of it. And then she says, literally the first I've ever heard about this. Although I didn't see it with my own two eyes, I do believe that this would be an accurate representation of what she's probably thinking. Probably thinking some more expletive thoughts.
Yeah, like, I was gonna say, like, this is actually very reserved. I feel like I would have been like, what the fuck? But also, I don't know any of the details, but did you know that she's like back in the headlines for being a stalker?
Something with Benny Blanco. Yeah, I gotta look into that.
Well, so basically someone did like a seven-part series, I guess?
7-part series is what it's called, yeah. And yeah. Then something about Justin messaging Selena on the wedding day, and it was a whole
yeah,
all
based on her song Ring. It's like in the lyrics, but then also like I don't think it presented new information. It was all of just like the same stuff that even we talked about like a long time ago.
I think periodically things get brought back up with the Hailey and Selena thing, when in reality I feel like Hailey, especially with Justin, and if he really is experiencing something, is probably dealing with her own shit, and then Selena's just, you know, she's just lollygagging about with Betty Blanco.
She just got engaged.
Let's just let them both alone do their thing. But anyway, that's the Road pop-up. It was quite a fun little one. Was it as eventful? Like, I wanted some actual events at the event, you know? Something happening. But I'll take the in and out. That was funny. You know, the picking up and
to
leaving,
be fair,
that was good.
I'm like, it was actually the opposite. Nothing happened at the pop-up.
Nothing happened.
It gave nothing.
And honestly, if I was Hailey Bieber, I'd be so annoyed.
Oh, I'd be pissed. That's why I said her lawyers, or she's like, excuse me, figure this out. I think we did start to potentially uncover maybe a deeper conspiracy around Beautessa.
I think we do. Beautessa's got a little dark underworld there where it's just like, what? I think it's
or
a front,
not.
But a front
Nothing's
for what?
There.
Who is even running it? I have so many questions. And the statement just being from the Beautessa team.
Well, it's even
Who's
weirder
that?
Because if they're not, if there's like, basically it's like a ghost of a brand, why would they make a statement?
Literally, and it's the only thing that's on their TikTok.
Yeah, I'm like,
it's
rebrand
just like, change
and move
the name
on.
And move on. I'm confused. But it's pretty clear that at least some, if not all of the products were counterfeit. They got in, they got out, and now we don't know where they are. They're gone.
Well, that's also so sketchy because like, if it's like, I mean, not, no counterfeit products are good. Like, that's sucks, but like with makeup, where did it get made? What are the processes it went through? Like, people are putting that on their lips.
I mean, I would imagine it's like makeup. Like, it's not like poison.
Yeah, but it's like, it's is it going, like, what factory is making it? Like, where are they getting
yeah
everything?
What about allergens?
Yeah.
Are they being legit with that labeling? Yeah, it's a little bit scary.
Like, it
You're
seems
right.
like if they're gonna be counterfeit, they're gonna cut some corners probably. So
I agree.
I hope no one used it.
Well, anyway, that was a fun little episode.
I
like
it, actually.
Yeah,
it was a nice alternative to the norm.
Anyway, we love the internet?
Yes.
Okay, mine is going to be, I just love Chelsea Lynn. Do you know who Chelsea Lynn is?
I don't know.
She does, that'll make your pussy throb, you know? Like, she does Trailer Park Tammy.
Oh my God. Oh. Shit, that make your pussy throb right there.
I was just about to say my pussy's throbbing.
I don't think so.
What?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Damn, we really live on opposite sides of the universe. Well, she has a podcast with her friends. I need to start watching that podcast because genuinely every clip I see makes me chuckle.
I'm like, maybe I'll see her and recognize her.
Yeah, this one is about cookies. But like, they could literally be talking about anything and it makes me laugh.
Any hard cookie I know nothing about.
And I don't purchase.
I don't mess with a hard cookie. I don't purchase a hard cookie.
Mm-mm.
I don't even eat a hard cookie when it's given to me.
I won't even look at that Mm-mm. aisle.
I don't even want a hard cookie on an airplane.
Oh, I do love the Biscoff
ones.
Just
keep it at a hard.
If you want to take things that are hard, take a hard. Don't take a hard cookie.
Right.
I don't want one.
Not even if I'm starving.
Starving.
Stop baking cookies when they're soft. Don't keep going. They want people to eat hard cookies and I'm not going to conform. I'm not going to do it. I don't want it. I want a soft, moist cookie. That's the only cookie I'll eat. I won't do a hard cookie.
Mm-mm. What about Oreos?
I'll do an Oreo.
But you dunk it in milk and then it gets soggy.
That literally made me laugh so hard because I was actually agreeing with her and I was like, yeah, period. And then when she asked about Oreos and she's like, the sigh, she's like, I will do an Oreo.
It's funny because I am so on board with everything especially because I don't like chocolate. So like a chocolate chip cookie. I just had this conversation with Jocelyn's sister the other day and she was giving me shit all day because she had baked all these cookies for Jocelyn's husband's birthday. And there was cupcakes and she's like, well, the cupcakes, they're just like store-bought, but like the cookies, like have them. And I was like, I don't like chocolate. And so like, she's like, well, there's not that, they're just chocolate chip, there's not that much chocolate. They have to be like soft right out the oven because then the chocolate is melted. So then it's different. I don't like hard chocolate. I totally agree with hard cookies as well. Cause I'm like, no, like, I mean, and that's even my crumble reviews. Anytime it's like a little too crispy, I'm like, if it was warmer, softer, like I don't want to like crunch into it. And even Oreos, I don't eat Oreos usually like without milk. So like I have to dunk it and then it gets a little soggy. So then it's still soft. My one exception is Biscoff cookies.
I love Biscoff cookies.
And have you had the sandwich ones? They're like
no,
Oreos.
But I've seen you tell me about the sandwich ones. I need to get those.
Don't do it. It was my hyperfixation for a while, and I literally I would eat. They come in like sleeves, and I'd eat a whole sleeve at once, and I'm like,
I'm done.
Stop. What are you doing?
Yeah, as much as I can agree though with like specifics about like no hard cookie, no soft cookie, I'm gonna eat the motherfucking. If I have a sweet tooth. Even if it's a crumble cookie, I'll eat it.
Well, they're usually soft, though. Honestly, I agree with her. Like, otherwise, and I don't fuck with hard cookies. No. I feel like Oreos are their own breed, though. I actually feel like I saw someone recently say that they don't like them. And I was like, who hurt you?
Emily only eats the cream.
Well, I'm valid. But have her have it with milk. Let it get a little soggy. Then it's perfect. So this girl, her name's Lacey M. Evans. And she actually followed us recently.
Oh.
She was verified. So I clicked on the profile. I was like, who's this? But then I saw her content. Had a lot of cows. And I was like, wait a second. She looks kind of familiar. Is she the girl that like jumps on the giant cows and hugs them? And she is indeed. She said that she has basically a bunch of like giant pet cows. She says how they're perfect because like with cute aggression, like you can't like squeeze a dog too hard if you have cute aggression. But like these cows, you can't like it doesn't matter. But I saw this one and she's always like, I don't think you guys get like how big these animals are. And this one made me laugh. So Lacey, if you're watching, hi.
A lot of you aren't fully understanding the sheer size of my boy Rocco Flocko Flame here, okay? So to show you, I've got a prop today, alrighty?
Rocco Taco is holding a large Sonic cup with his back tootsies.
No,
he's not. Tootsies.
I mean, goddamn, the boy's a unit.
Look, play it again. Look how small, like a big Sonic drink. I'm pretty sure those are very large. That's not like...
I'm dead. But Lily, that's not a real large Sonic cup.
Yes.
This is like when I said the lady had massive feet.
No, it is.
No, it's not. Okay, look at her in comparison to the cow, and then think about her holding a Sonic cup, and then you're going to tell me a large would have fit? No. I'm going to replay that. Like, run that back.
I feel so stupid. Am I wrong?
The sheer size of my boy Rocco Flocko Flame here, okay? So to show you, I've got a prop today. All righty?
Rocco Taco is holding a large Sonic cup with his back tootsies.
So this person says either you're fucking massive respectfully or that's a mini Sonic cup. And I'm like, no, that's what it is. It's a mini. It's probably like the smallest Sonic cup. You know what I mean? Because she's not a giant. In comparison to the cow, she's like a human size and the cow's like a normal cow size.
Yeah, no, actually, and then now that you're saying that, now I feel really stupid.
Yes.
No, you have had your moments. It's not like she was in the shot with it. I kind of just was like, and I know they are huge, but
it's
like
so small,
you know, rare L for me.
You know, you it win. Happens to the best of us, queen. That's so funny. It literally looks like a keychain.
I do love her content and the large cows, and they
she
are
seems
large.
Nice. That was funny. Me. Oh, this whole entire thing was about Just a journey of misinformation, it feels like, this entire episode from beginning to end. But anyway, guys, that's all we've got for you. So, you know, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. And yeah, as always, we hope you have a wonderful weekend and we will see you on Monday. Bye.
Cheers. Is so not the same as you thinking the girl had big feet.
It's kind of the same.
It's more realistic than that. But no, you're very right.